Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for July the 2nd. Today's devotion is entitled, For Mine and My Servant's Sake. We'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of 2 Kings, chapter 20, verse 6. And I will add 15 years to your life. I will deliver you and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. The book of 2 Kings recorded God's gracious response to King Hezekiah's desperate prayer. The Lord promised three remarkable blessings. He would extend Hezekiah's life by 15 years, deliver Jerusalem from the Assyrian threat, and defend the city because of his covenant with David. While Hezekiah's prayer moved the heart of God, the greatest reason for God's intervention rested not in Hezekiah's merit, but in God's own glory and covenant faithfulness. God was preserving his promise to David, through whose royal line the Messiah would one day come. Yet the added years also revealed that a longer life did not guarantee greater faithfulness. During those 15 years, Hezekiah foolishly displayed his wealth to Babylon's envoys, setting the stage for a future judgment, and his son Manasseh was born, who later became Judah's most wicked king. God's answer was gracious, but it also reminded his people that his purpose is always extended far beyond one's person's personal immediate desires. We should never doubt that God hears and answers the prayers of his people. Like Hezekiah, we come to him with our needs, but we have an even greater confidence than he did. Just as God answered Hezekiah's prayer for the sake of David, he answers ours for the sake of Jesus. For we pray to the Father through Jesus Christ, our advocate before the Father. We pray in his name, not trusting in our own righteousness, but in his perfect righteousness. God hears and answers us for his own glory and for the sake of his beloved Son, whose finished work has secured our access to the throne of grace. Therefore, we seek God's blessings with hearts surrendered to his greater purposes, asking that every answer would magnify Christ rather than ourselves. Let us trust that God's covenant promises are more certain than any earthly threat, and faithfully steward every blessing he gives us. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for hearing our prayers, not because of our worthiness, but because of Jesus Christ, our advocate and Savior. Thank you that we may come boldly into your presence in his name, trusting in his finished work and your unfailing covenant faithfulness. Help us to seek your glory above our own desires and to steward every blessing you give us for your redemptive purposes. May our lives honor your name and exalt your Son in all we say and do. In Jesus' name, amen.